Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to provide us with support, with loving inspiration, and alignment, embodiment, integration, a remembrance of our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy, and sound healer. This sound activation is the sound activation for the moon in Cancer, the new moon in Cancer, but it's also for the entire lunar cycle. So new moons mark the beginning of a new lunar cycle, and the sign that they're in is the cycle that we are going into. So we are going into the cycle of Cancer of Tammuz. And if you would like to get insight on the energies that we are working with, feel free to check out the companion episode that is linked in the show notes. So this sound activation is an energy healing, and as such, I encourage you to take the time to set a sacred space, set a sacred intention. You can light a candle, you can burn some incense. Really allow this to be your time to devote to this practice of coming into union and into receptivity with our divine essence, with our soul, with the divine, with the Shekhinah, the golden light, the Holy Spirit, which are the other names of Shekhinah. If you are listening to this on a platform that intercuts with advertisements, please head over to the rss.com platform and listen to it directly there, or listen on a platform that does not cut in with advertisements. There's a reason for this. This is an energy healing. So this is, we're going into your field, and we don't need squirrely information coming in. We are connecting and aligning with the highest, purest lights of creation, the highest energies, and all else is not welcome in this space. So please be mindful of where you are listening to this. Also, if you are operating heavy machinery or driving, please do not engage in the meditation portion. You can listen to this in the background, that's perfectly fine, but don't follow along with the meditation, okay? And always come back to this as many times as you need. Come back to this when you can really be grounded and secure and really in a receptive space to align with your soul essence, with the divine. That being said, I believe we have all the housekeeping taken care of, so let's get rolling. All you need to do to receive this sound activation is be open, allow yourself to receive, close your eyes. You can be seated or laying down, however you feel comfortable. You can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, your hara, your yesod. Or you can have your hands over your heart, or you can just have your palms up, facing up, at your sides, however you feel comfortable. Long deep breathing, bringing our awareness to our physical body, bringing our awareness to our breath as it is inhaled. Bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment, which is very necessary. Purify our thoughts and our words. being beings with your breath of light, of life, of light. Nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. As I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya, I call on the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying, and activating our heart spaces and our wombs. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, abundance, fertility, and creation. Bless us with deep insight. Hone our intuition as I call in Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy. Guide us into deeper self-awareness, into emotional clarity. Support us in honing our intuition, allowing us to receive the divine messages. Support us in taking aligned action. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within me and within us, I call in the direction of the north, the element of earth, the Arha, the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding and stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence, harmony, and alignment with the earth. Support us in activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, guardian of the earth, I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. As I call in, I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels and bless our creations. Spirit, the divine feminine face of God, allowing her golden energy to begin pouring in like water, golden waves, bathing us in infinite light and creation. Purifying our connection to the divine, strengthening our connection to the divine, clearing anything that is not in alignment with our highest good, with our infinite knowing of ourselves as cosmic consciousness, as oneness, as the divine mother, father, God, goddess, Allah. Infinite light of creation, our heartfelt desires, the seeds that are in alignment with the Huba, with the sacred flame of holy desire that is activated within us by El Shaddai. Allow the golden waters of Shekhinah to flow into the Chokhmah and the Bina, the Sefirot, corresponding to your intuition, to the third eye, we entered into this contract, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, allow the waters to melt, to dissolve these agreements. As we nurture the seeds of intuition, of wisdom, of knowing, of trust,
allowing our heart space to expand.
our yesod, into our sacred womb space. Allow her power and flow down through your energetic umbilical cord into the womb of Gaia, activating, strengthening her, strengthening the dragon lines. Envision a beautiful, radiant, white light, a healing light emerging from the crystalline womb of Mother Earth. It merges and intertwines with the golden waters of Shekhinah as it rises up. Your umbilical cord of golden light through the layers of Earth, through the Earth's crust, and into your physical and energy bodies, continuing its dance with the golden energies of Shekhinah. Allow these to form a triple golden white flame in the womb, in the heart, and at the third eye. Feel these lights, these fires expand and burn bright. Feel them alchemizing whatever needs to be cleared in this moment. As you envision yourself cocooned in the triple golden white flame at the heart, feel the fires around you, the warmth, the nourishment, the expansion. And in this sacred space, a portal of diamond white light opens. And on the other side is the cosmic womb, the void of creation, the space from which all emanated and to which all will return. Our star brothers and sisters, the Sirians, Arcturians, Lyrans, Andromedans, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, and healing. And in this infinity, we also welcome in our ancestors who wish to be here. of Shekhinah that is at one with this infinite void to flow through us as we open to receive. Thank you. white flame all around you. In gratitude and love, we give thanks to our guides and our angels once again. Feel yourself expand beyond the triple golden white flame of the heart to inhabit every organ, every muscle, every bone, down to your marrow, every cell, every neuron, every tendon, every ligament, every part of your being, inhabited by the infinite light of your soul that you brought into this physical vessel. As we close out the directions and give thanks to the direction of the north, the element of earth, the Arha, to Archangel Michael, to the south, the element of water, the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, and Archangel Gabriel, to the east, the fire, the Nukhra, and Archangel Uriel, to the west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Michael. To Mary Magdalene, Kala Messiah, and Yeshua Messiah, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. To our star brothers and sisters, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Lyrans, the Syrians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest frequencies of love. To our ancestors in healed space. To our ancestors and descendants who wish to be present. Grounding these energies into our yesod, into our womb, and into our experience. Calling all parts of our being to the here and now, wiggling our fingers and our toes, and opening your eyes. Actually a little longer than I anticipated, but these are channeled, so we go in spirit time. Do make sure that you ground the energies of this sound activation. Will be present in your field for the next several days, so drink plenty of water, pay attention to your dreams, journal, meditate, ground, go out in nature, connect with the earth, hug a tree, play in the garden, eat nourishing, grounding foods, and truly to receive the divine wisdom, to align with your soul. If you have not listened to the episode where I share all about the new moon in Cancer and the energies we're working with, please do check it out. And as always, you can come back to the sound activation as often as needed during this lunar cycle of Tammuz Cancer, which will be for the next 28 days. So happy Tammuz, happy Cancer season. If you enjoyed this, thumbs up, subscribe, like, comment, share, all the things. And of course, you can feel free to follow me on Instagram at Aria Lara, AURELARA, or at Hold the Shekhinah, HOLDTHESHEKINAH. You can also find me on YouTube or subscribe to my newsletter. You can also listen to these podcast activations, podcasts and activations on my website, www.ausetkaalchemy.
shopify.com/podcasts.